USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As Americans are experiencing the most expensive Thanksgiving in recent memory, inflation continues to hound the U.S. economy.
Families can rest easy. Grocery stores are well stocked with turkey and everything else you need for Thanksgiving.
The American Farm Bureau has done a nationwide audit of costs, and it may not seem like much, but when added together, it's like paying sales tax twice. Turkey is up 24%, frozen pie crust 20% higher, dinner rolls and fresh cranberries will also cost you more. As President Biden releases 50 million barrels of oil to ease gasoline prices, many energy experts call it a drop in the bucket. Oddly enough, Democrats and climate activists are supporting more oil from America's strategic reserve. It should be noted it was President Biden that cut the supply when he killed the Keystone Pipeline, creating more demand, as green energy cannot pick up the slack needed for our energy needs. USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
Guilty verdicts for three men that hunted down and shot an unarmed man in Brunswick, Georgia.
Georgia Governor Brian Kemp issuing a statement after the verdicts come in the Ahmaud Arbery murder trial, saying Arbery was the victim of vigilantism that he says has no place in Georgia or America. The jury in the trial of the three men charged with killing Arbery finding the defendants guilty on most of the charges. One of the defense lawyers, though, wanted to say this about the clients right after the verdicts came in.
And I can tell you, honestly, these men are sorry for what happened to Ahmaud Arbery. They are sorry that he is dead.
When sentenced, the men are expected to face life without parole. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Brunswick, Georgia is about an hour's drive north of Jacksonville, Florida. Three Thanksgiving games in the National Football League today. Bears at Lions, Raiders at Cowboys, and Bills at Saints. First kickoff is at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
As homes across America are starting to get the smells of Thanksgiving, Andrea Belatevich from 1-800-Butterball on Fox News has some tips if your bird is still frozen and what temperature you should reach for proper cooking of the turkey.
Well, good morning and happy Thanksgiving from the Butterball Turkey Talk Line, where we have been talking turkey and inspiring hosts to get cooking, like you said, for the last 40 years. And they can call us this morning at 1-800-Butterball. There's still hope. There's still a little bit of time. If their turkey is still a little bit frozen, they can do our cold water thawing method. It really speeds up the thawing process. And you want to get the turkey thawed before you put it in the oven. So you definitely want to prepare your stuffing right before you're going to roast your turkey. Lightly place it in the cavity because as it cooks, it's going to expand. And then you definitely need to take the temperature with a meat thermometer. It needs to reach 165 degrees in the center of the stuffing to know that it's fully cooked and safe to eat.
Fellow Democrat Hillary Clinton on MSNBC is standing up for President Biden, pointing out all that he has accomplished in his short time as commander-in-chief.
You know, democracy is messy. You know, a lot of people got, I think, kind of frustrated looking at the messy process of legislation. And they didn't really appreciate that within a year, the Biden administration has passed two major pieces of legislation.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.